From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. Joining me today in the Steve Nelson Performance Space, out in support of a great new record that you have heard a lot here on the station on Anti Records called Soft Power, is Do Paro. Hello.
Hello.
How'd I do on the pronunciation?
Perfect.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest trying to get that sound exactly right.
You nailed it.
Not originally Do Paro. We should say originally Sonia Kreitzer, but you have adopted Do Paro as your performance name, and there is quite a bit of thought process behind that. Tell me about that.
What's the thought process behind it? The thought process was when I first started this project, I had another project beforehand, which I won't say the name of, and I had used my birth name for it, and I felt like, oh, you know what? I'm going to start doing something really different musically, and I don't want it to be, I want to have like a whole space to create something new. And I had followed like a year of traveling by myself, and I was in India for a very long time, and just thinking about female mythology. And so the name Do Paro was sort of a tribute to telling new stories about women and telling new stories about myself.
Hmm. It's working.
Thanks.
Speaking of a new chapter, in doing some prep work for our conversation today, this new record does not sound like your previous work. Not only the one that you're trying to bury and not let anybody find, but I mean even previous records that are out there on the market. They are vastly different than this sound. Was that intentional on your part, or is it just kind of your natural evolution through music?
I think it's my natural evolution. I feel like this record is very honest for me. It feels like integrating not just the last 7 years of my musical adventure, but my whole lifetime of music and all the inspiration I have when I was a kid, falling in love with music and sort of pulling from a lot of different places.
You have brought friends with you today. Tell me who is in your band.
So we have Abe Byrne on the keys. We have Leanne Bowes on bass, and then Sheldon Reed on drums.
Can't wait to hear. Do Paro is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Soft Power. Information can be found at doparo.com. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play Cage of Habits.
A circle to the cycle. kid habit.
A cage of
habit.
Over and over, raving and rabbits shaking the bars. Over and over, raving and rabbits shaking the bars. Over and over, raving and rabbits shaking the bars. In a cage of habit. Ooh, 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 this cage of habit.
That is Do Paro playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That tune comes from the new record called Soft Power. You can find information online, doparo, P-A-O-R-O.com. So you've been doing music now for a decade, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was visual art, correct? You went to Oberlin and studied not music.
I did not study music.
How'd that go?
You know...
What was your medium? What did you do?
I was a painter. And... that was something that came really naturally to me. My grandmother was a painter. She taught art, and it was kind of in the lineage of my family. And nobody I knew growing up in Syracuse, New York, was a professional musician. So Oberlin was this interesting time of just wanting to be doing music so bad, but not really even knowing where to start.
Now you play a little bit, right? You play a little bit of piano and some guitar and sitar?
Oh, yeah. How'd you know that?
I have the internet.
I took some sitar. I mean, I can't even say I play it because it's such a very technically difficult instrument, but I did study it for a little bit. And I play some harmonium. And then piano and guitar I've kind of just been finding my way with.
Mm. For a lot of your more recent performances, I see that you have someone else helping you on piano, however.
Yes, absolutely. She's a much better player than I am.
So... I mentioned the previous projects. I mean, this new record is bluesy, it's soulful, it's got sort of classic rock from the era when rock wasn't the rock we know now, but mm-hmm. sort of classic era of rock. But before that, it was a lot more electronic based and some down-tempo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your influences? Music that you were listening to when you were younger or what you're listening to now that has driven you to the place that we hear you now?
Mm. I think this record for me is really a songwriter's record and a sort of tribute to the songwriters who influenced me at my genesis of getting excited about music. So there's like Leonard Cohen and Carole King and Jeff Buckley and Nina Simone and even Amy Winehouse and Fiona Apple and all those people I was really excited about when I was a teenager. And part of that was just sort of deviating in the last 8 years before that, before I started making this record and listening to a bit more experimental stuff and taking that to the edge where I started to get uninspired by it. And I was like, I need to come back to my roots and really try to make something that feels just heartfelt and channel some of those early inspirations.
Hmm. I'm going to try to wrap this in as positive a light as I can so it really truly comes across as the compliment that I mean. A lot of artists that have different chapters,
mm-hmm.
you can tell when they've landed in their sweet spot.
Mm.
And in listening to previous work, you have many sweet spots. Like the previous efforts sound completely you. This effort sounds completely you.
Thank you.
Where are you most comfortable?
I mean, it's interesting because I felt comfortable with each of them when I was making them. You know, that was a stage and this is a stage and, you know, maybe this will be a stage too. I don't know. I can't really call it.
Well, this record seems to have some traction. It's doing quite well. I want to hear another song, and then I want to bring up some of your interesting background in terms of vocal training that people might be surprised to learn, especially after hearing you sing what you're going to sing next.
Okay.
What is it?
We're going to sing Cruelty of Nature.
Shadows, I see my cruelty of nature. Nice to meet you, the pleasure's mine. Keep nature will let you know when it's your time. Never old enough to hold it all in your hand. Don't want you to know everywhere I've been. I step steady longer than I can stand in my sea of shame.
That is Doe Paro and her band playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Soft Power. You can find information online, Doe Paro, P-A-O-R-O.com. Well, after that, and after that vocal demonstration, people might be surprised to learn that you actually studied Tibetan opera form.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How did you come across it and decide to study it, and what did it do for you?
Okay, big questions.
It's called Lamo, right?
It's called Lamo.
Yeah.
In the band that I have not given the name of that I had in my early 20s, I was in New York for years trying to get that going. It never did. And I was like, okay, I need to take a time out. So I just planned this trip for a year to go to Egypt and India and Greece. And I was actually planning on just kind of saying goodbye to music. That was like my goodbye trip and figuring out what was next. And I was in India and I was passing through this town. It was in the Himalayas, in the town where the Dalai Lama lives. And I got lost on a hike. It's true. And I heard this singing, the most like beautiful singing. And I was with a friend and I was like, can we just follow that? I've never heard anything like that. And we ended up in this Tibetan Institute for Performing Arts. And I literally followed the voice and found these students who were studying the traditional Tibetan opera form. And I asked them if I could study with them. And that began a multi-year journey of going back to India and studying with my teacher there and really learning to sing. I mean, that's most of my technical training is from that.
Hmm. So what did it do for you as a person and what did it do for you as a performer?
I mean, so much. It was when I started studying the Tibetan form, I didn't have the intention of going back to music or using it for anything. I was just like, this is so beautiful. I want to learn it. Just to know what it's like to sing in these sort of celestial spaces that I was hearing them. And I think I really needed to go back to that place of no expectation and just doing things for the joy of it. Because as an artist, you can get so fixated on the outcome. And that's where I had been before I took that trip. And then to just fall back in love with music and the mystery of the voice was just super enchanting. And then, of course, I feel super blessed to have been initiated into the Tibetan teachings and just their worldview and getting to spend time with my teacher. So that was kind of the beginning of this whole project.
Hmm. You have kind of an interesting backstory behind the title of this new record, Soft Power.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
I went through a lot of bad titles to get to this. But
it sounds like you might have also gone through some bad experiences to get to this.
Exactly. And I did. And I think... something that gave me faith was this idea of a soft power that is stronger than the harder power that we are more accustomed to, at least in politics and what we see more visibility of right now. And the soft power is like the power of compassion and patience and time and the ocean and things that just sort of wear away with love as opposed to aggression.
Mm.
And the record, you know, is a lot about power dynamics. So the title really landed on both those things for me.
Hmm. You talked earlier about how when you adopted the name for performance, Doparo, that it was a way of kind of creating a new chapter. And you have mentioned in interviews that you've given about how it allowed you an opportunity to not have to be singing songs about Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the songs on this record seem to be a lot about your own personal experiences.
Yeah. Guilty as charged. Yeah, I mean, they're super personal. And you know, I think it's, at least for me, it's been hard to write non-personal songs. Occasionally, maybe once a record, on one song, every record, I'll get a song that sort of feels more universal and I'll be able to tap into something that's not myself. But otherwise, I'm pretty much writing my diary.
All right. You got a story behind the song that you're going to wrap up with today?
Yes.
What is the story?
The story is, you know, I'm in my 30s now. I've been doing this for a while. And the question I'm asking in this stage of my life is do things get easier as you get older? Nope.
Not so much. And the song is called?
Over.
It's Doparo, playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
I stay busy, I know. But it lives in me, actively backing me into corners, can't control the impression you left on me like a tattoo that I never asked for. Under my skin and hovering over. I avoid the places that remind me it's still your shadows behind me, cause like a siren, it questions, it teases, it never gives reasons. Thought to you, like I'm trying to put off starting over. I'll flip on a dime. Keep changing my mind. Won't someone tell me, please? How long does it take?
How much longer can you take?
Will I get better?
How much more before you break?
Now that I'm older, does it get easier to? In order to start to get over again. Oh. flip on a dime, but I can't seem to find my way to sweet relief. I know it's a sign, but it's taking all my high. Won't someone tell me, please?
That one is called Over. It's from the new record Soft Power. Do Paro and her band are live in the studio today. Abe Byrne on keyboards. It's actually playing our piano. Leanne Bowes on bass. Sheldon Reed on drums. Do Paro, thanks again for coming by. It's been a pleasure to have you in.
Thanks so much for having us.